Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less. Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Do you know someone who always stands up for what they think is right? Sometimes that is a hard thing to do. Today, we will learn about a man who spent his life fighting for what he believed was right. Thurgood Marshall. Thurgood Marshall was born in Baltimore, Maryland, on July 2, 1908. His father, William, was a porter for the railroad, and his mother, Norma, was a schoolteacher. His great-grandparents were enslaved. During his growing up years, things in Baltimore were not the same as they are now. As a black person, Thurgood could not live in the same neighborhood as white children and could not shop in the same stores or swim in the same pools. Baltimore was segregated. Thurgood went to a school for black children. Thurgood was a good student. He worked hard in school. While in high school at Baltimore's Colored High and Training School, he was a standout member of the debate team. But he didn't always do what he should. Once, he got in trouble in class, and his teacher made him memorize the entire United States Constitution. He graduated in 1926 and applied to attend Lincoln University, a historically black college. He and his classmates, including well-known poet Langston Hughes, were taught exclusively by white teachers. They disagreed with this policy and attempted to get the college to hire black teachers, too. Thurgood graduated with honors in 1930 from Lincoln and applied to the University of Maryland Law School. He was more than qualified for acceptance, but because he was black, his application was rejected. Not to be discouraged, Thurgood applied to Howard University in Washington, D.C. Howard is a historically black university, and he was accepted. Here he was taken under the wing of the Dean Charles Houston. Charles was one of the first lawyers to champion civil rights. Thurgood graduated magna cum laude from Howard in 1933. Magna cum laude is Latin for with great distinction. He had the best grades in his class. After graduation, Thurgood returned to Baltimore and opened his own law practice. Thurgood wanted to help people. He often took cases from people who could not afford to pay him. In 1935, he and Charles Houston successfully sued the University of Maryland. In Murray v. Pearson, the court ruled that the university was wrong in denying admission to its law school based on the applicant's race. During this time, Thurgood began working for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, or NAACP. The goal of the NAACP is to protect the rights of black people. Eventually, Thurgood was appointed as the chief of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educations Fund. He often went to court on behalf of the NAACP and usually won. Thurgood did not like the existing laws that said separate but equal was okay. These laws contended that as long as things were equal, keeping white people and black people apart was acceptable. Thurgood thought that people are all the same, regardless of skin color, so separation was unnecessary. In 1954, Thurgood brought a case to court which challenged these separate but equal laws as they concerned schools for children. In Brown v. Board of Education, he argued that black children should be allowed to attend the same school as white children. He won the case, and the court ruled that separate schools were not equal. Children of all races could now attend school together. President John F. Kennedy appointed Thurgood to be a U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals judge in 1961. The next president, Lyndon B. Johnson, went on to make Thurgood the first black solicitor general. He nominated Thurgood Marshall to take his place. Thurgood was the first black person to be nominated. He was confirmed as a U.S. Supreme Court justice and was sworn in as the first black justice on October 2, 1967. Thurgood served on the court for 24 years. During his time on the court, he continued to fight against discrimination based on race. He opposed the death penalty, and he supported the right to privacy. In 1991, because of failing health, Thurgood retired from the Supreme Court. He passed away on January 24, 1993. Thurgood Marshall continues to be known and respected for his fight for equality for all people. He spent his life standing up for what he knew to be right. Thanks for tuning in to the InquisiKids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.